The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Chargers have reached an agreement in principle with the LA Rams regarding the two teams sharing a stadium in Inglewood.
It'll be interesting to see what happens now. Now you've got the Raiders are kind of your last piece, and this Las Vegas thing, obviously the NFL hasn't weighed in on yet. $1 billion stadium that they're offering to build there for them.
Yeah.
That would get the NFL's interest. There's some names here that I think might work out. There's the standard guys, the Mark Sanchez, Mike Glennon, Geno Smith, Chase Daniels, Scott Tolzien. So the intriguing possibilities to me become guys that were highly thought of when they were drafted. Probably got to give up a draft pick. Ryan Nassib in New York. I'll pass. The other one, and this is a name that intrigues me, is Brett Hundley in Green Bay. That's what's out there.
Much like last year, this is a situation where I don't think the answer exists.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. If you want to get in, well, the best way to do it is text us, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. And it's a Friday. We're having a great time out here at Sam Houston Race Park. So guess what? You want Mardi Gras tickets? The first two people who go over to the, who come out here tonight, and before we leave at 7, and go over to the promo table and say, stay sportsy, bitches, you're going to get two tickets to go to Mardi Gras.
But say it politely. These poor girls.
The poor girls, come on. One of them's leaving, and the other one's annoying. So, just kidding. Jeez. Anyway.
But he's not kidding.
Anyway.
He's been saying that off the air for some time now.
Anyway. I've told her, too, so it doesn't matter. But, first two that go up right now, you want to go see, you want to go to Mardi Gras. We got two of those, and I got some of those to give away. Maybe I should do that now before we get too far along. I have two quick points, and then I'll do that. Because Lamont was talking about the education thing to kind of keep that going. The calculator, you can throw that in there too. And then the other thing that, and I'm just kind of curious because when we were interviewing RJ, we're kind of nerds about this stuff, so I was really into it. And then I noticed that Voldemort was doing the "this is going over my head" motion. I'm just curious if we didn't get a little – did we get too deep with RJ?
I don't think we got any deeper than we normally
do. No, I don't think we did either, but then we're kind of – we're dorks like this.
You think we got, like, Amber Rose into Kanye deep?
Well, how many fingers? Yeah.
Fingers,
yeah.
Kanye, did you see Kanye tweeted about that today?
I did not. I don't follow Kanye on Twitter, I'm sorry.
I don't either, but someone retweeted it and I saw it. He said – exes can be mad, but just know I never let them play with my ass. I don't do that. I stay away from that area altogether. So I quoted and said, sure, bro, fingers. The S at the end means multiple. Could mean a hand or an arm for all I know. We know. We know the truth.
Ironically, it was
the
same day that Doug Pfister signed with the Astros.
People say crazy things about Kanye every day, and he doesn't address them. All of a sudden, he's like, uh-uh. I don't do that. That ain't me, bro. Probably is. Probably is. And hey, whatever you're into, man. If that's what
if you're people like finger looking good. That's your thing. Okay.
If that's what gets you where you need to be,
absolutely.
Hey, more power to you. I support all lifestyles if that's what you want to roll with. But don't be a denier.
You know what? I don't think I would mess with her because she's called out people all the time.
I wouldn't mess with her because she has the same haircut as me, and that throws me off.
That's very weird, but yeah, that's one girl that I would never get anywhere near.
She's like me with boobs, like big fake implants. We're pretty much the same person, though.
Yeah, kind of so.
Except she's diddled Kanye, and I haven't. So yeah. I guess that's pretty much the only difference.
If you would
implants and that
if you were down with the fingers,
that relationship,
then that would have happened.
Yeah.
All right, let's give something away. You're going to win two tickets to catch the inaugural America's Rugby Championship, the opening match of the tournament. The U.S. national team, the Eagles, will take on the 2015 Rugby World Cup fourth finalist, Argentina, Saturday, February 6th at
Argentina
at BBVA Compass Stadium. Get there early for FanFest. Gates open at 3:30. Tickets are available for purchase at bbvacompassstadium.com. Caller 15. All right, we talk about education and not being able to spell.
Right.
Here's how this is written. Win two tickets to catch the inaugural America's Rugby Championship, H instead of N. Get there Earl while for FanFest. Yeah, this is an epidemic. This is an epidemic.
That's too bad.
And I'm not even going to get into the little stuff that annoys me, like there should be periods after U.S.
Right.
But, I mean, being able to spell inaugural championship and early, I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for much, am I? Is that too much?
It doesn't seem like too much.
And, you know, it may be early is a typo because it's Y-L, but championship.
Yeah, championship.
Inaugural?
There's no proofreading on these things.
No, and I should. I know I should read them. Well, I've started reading them before I actually do them on air. But anyway,
did you watch any of the debate last night?
I did not.
The Trumpless debate.
I watched. I got caught up on Blacklist and watched The Martian last night, which is probably the equivalent of the debate without Trump.
Very similar.
I actually thought it might be better, but
I don't know if it was better. I haven't been able to find the ratings yet. I want to see what the ratings were. But I guess everyone realized that with Donald Trump gone, Ted Cruz is the bad guy. And so everybody was kind of busting on Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz said, if you ask one more mean question, I'm just going to have to walk off this stage. He said that in a debate. Hmm. I thought that was slightly ironic.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I mean, maybe he's just trying to... Apparently, the hashtag today was Kanye anal playlist. 125,000 tweets, according.
Oh, my.
Well, Ahmad sent us that. And I just looked at trends. And the only things trending more are San Diego, FA Cup, Gilmore Girls, GOP debate, Sox Fest 2016, Ole Miss, and then, well, no.
What's on his playlist, you know?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's actually the second most tweets, because I don't know why this doesn't have these in order.
Blink-182's Anima of the State?
Maybe.
It has to be, right?
It has to be. GOP debate is 801K, so that's the most. And then Kanye's at 125.
Good for him. Making news.
Yeah.
Anyway. All publicity is good publicity, right?
Yeah, I mean,
is that where the line is drawn?
I think if you have your finger on the pulse of what America wants,
that's
then
true.
So be it. That's why you get those kind of numbers. Oh, boy.
Remember that Alice in Chains song, Down in a Hole?
Yes.
I remember that. Well, that's a good song.
Pretty much any Judas Priest song is about, anyway.
Yeah. Weren't you really into Judas Priest back in the day?
Yeah, before I found out that every song they were singing that I thought they were singing about females was about males.
That made you uncomfortable?
It made me very uncomfortable because I did a lot of those songs on stage, and it changed the meaning for me significantly. That there's anything wrong with
that. After three or four shows, you've got like an all-male audience.
Starting to wonder why there were more men than women at the show.
This rock and roll life isn't nearly what I thought it was going to be.
No. But fortunately, we mixed it up with some other more goofball bands at the time, like Loverboy, and apparently they were singing about girls, and women did like that.
Okay.
And Night Ranger and goofball stuff like
that. We do like Golden Earring.
I don't think we ever did a Golden Earring song, no.
Okay.
No.
That's too bad.
We were a bad mix of, well, I wouldn't say a bad mix. We were pretty, and people liked it, but we did like hardcore metal, and then we did sort of the hairband ballad type stuff with it.
Okay.
It's like we would do
Poison,
Night Ranger,
yeah,
bands like that, and then we do Judas Priest and
Helmet.
Helmet was a little later. Did any Helmet.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
You're a versatile act, Fred.
All right. When we come back, you have a little interview with Sage Northcutt.
Northcutt, UFC sensation, will join the program when we come back.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. And if you have a vehicle sitting in your yard, sitting in your garage, and it hasn't been running for a while, and you don't know what to do with it, well, donate it. And the cool thing is, if you donate it, they'll come. They'll pick it up free of charge. They'll tow it. They'll fill out all the paperwork for you so that you're set, and you get a tax donation. And if you do it today and say you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card as well. On top of all that, this is what your donation goes to. Houston Can Academy takes at-risk kids, kids who have dropped out, gives them a second chance, and works around their schedule. Some of them dropped out for a lot of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Some of them were bullied. And some of them had family issues, and they had to get out of school. Well, they give them a second chance, and so many of them take advantage of that second chance and go on and do great, great things. But it's not easy. Some of them need glasses. Some of them need transportation. That's what your donation can do. You can help change a life just by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. A lot of Blitzers have done it. They've all told me the same thing. It's so easy. They come and take care of everything, and you really feel like you're accomplishing something, and it's tax deductible. So if you've got one, now's the time. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kit.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Joining us now is one of the new phenoms of the UFC, a guy who is already about to have his third fight in the octagon. Sage Northcutt joins us on the phone. Houston's own Sage. How are you, Sage?
I'm doing great. Just getting ready for my fight January 30th.
You got an opponent change. What's that been like? What adjustments have you had to make to your game plan?
Yes, sir. So actually, just a few days ago, right before I came down to New Jersey, my opponent that I was going to fight at 155 broke his foot, so he got pulled out of the fight, and I had pretty much cut back the amount of food that I was eating, cut down my weight, and dieted down to get close to 155. And then now come to find out that I'm fighting at welterweight with about a week's notice. Now I'm able to eat up, be really strong, and get ready to fight at welterweight at 170.
I was reading that maybe you would prefer to go ahead and continue your career at welterweight. Are you more comfortable at 170 and with the IV rules and things like that that are coming down, and just the fact that a lot of these organizations are looking to push more guys fighting at their more natural weight. Is 170 where you want to stay permanently?
No, I've actually never used IVs. So I know other fighters have, but I've never used it before. And through my weight cut, I feel great. I feel strong, and I do believe I'm one of the bigger lightweights out there. And with my height and with the strength that I have and everything, so I could stay at 170 for another fight, maybe two fights, or possibly go back to 155 and keep going back and forth. Not really sure what the future holds yet.
I mean, that's 15 to 16 pounds. Does your body feel a lot different at 155 than it does at 170, or is most of getting you down to 155 your weight cut?
Sure, your body definitely feels different fighting at 155 or 170. So, first, it's fighting at welterweight. Obviously, having only a week's notice when you already dieted down close to 155, you want to be as big as what you would be if you actually trained to fight in a welterweight division. So if I were to fight welterweight in the future, I would be a lot bigger fighter than what I am right now, have more muscle packed on me, and be faster, quicker, and stronger.
How did you feel when the story came out that they were drug testing you and there were people talking about you looking suspicious as far as steroid use? How did you take that, and how did you take the whole process of people openly talking about your testing?
Oh, that's super nice. So that's actually a compliment that people were saying that. That's very nice. I want to say thank you, because I know how hard I train, the amount of effort and the work that I put in it. So if someone says that, that's a big compliment for me. And I think that the drug testing is great for the UFC. So USADA is great. They're the real deal. And it's definitely good for the UFC.
You are a pretty positive guy. How do you deal with the negativity that's come your way, whether it be from other fighters, which there's been plenty of, or it be from social media? I mean, obviously, you're getting a lot of support as well, but you're also getting a lot of guys who are sarcastic and just sort of negative towards you in general. How are you dealing with things like that?
You know, I actually don't really listen to it. So anything that's negative or trying to push me down or hold me back, there's always something positive or something bringing you up. So I'm just kind of focusing on the positive things and really ignoring and not looking at or looking or listening to anything that's negative.
When the news came out about the money you were making to fight after just two fights in the UFC, a lot of the more veteran UFC fighters were a little upset by that. What was your reaction to your financial information being put out there for those guys to pick at and for your peers to be commenting on it, period?
Speaking of that, I believe that I bring value to the UFC, and I believe that the UFC realizes that I bring value to them. So I would like everybody to get paid as much as they can get paid. And just as Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey, they're setting the bar for us. So the amount that they're making and what they're able to do is setting the bar for all of us, and it helps us out. So I believe that brings value to the UFC, and I think they realize that.
What do you think that value is? Is there a value outside the cage that you feel you're bringing, or is it what you're doing inside the cage?
Definitely. Outside the cage, inside the cage, you have to put on a show, and you have to be able to have people tune in and watch you. So I think that's very important because, as you know, having media, that's very huge and very important. I'm having fun doing all of it, and I believe that without the media to be able to back up and get people's names out there or to be able to let someone know, the audiences that are watching, the crowds that are watching, hey, so-and-so is fighting tonight, or there's a UFC fight on this card, this date, then the people wouldn't know about it to be able to tune in. So the media is what allows UFC to be where it's at, and that's very important.
UFC on Fox, January 30th. You can see it live on Fox this Saturday night. Ryan Bader versus Anthony Johnson is the headliner. Josh Barnett, Ben Rothwell, a couple heavyweights on the card as well. And our guy, local Houston kid, Sage Northcutt, taking on Brian Barberino on the main card there on Fox. Prelims are on Fox Sports 1, the early fight pass. Sage, I appreciate you taking the time as always. Good luck to you, and congrats on your continued success in the UFC, man.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
All right. Is he going to win?
More than likely.
Okay.
More than likely. The guy that they replaced his opponent with is, I mean, I hate to say, if you make it to the UFC, you're not a total scrub, but by UFC standards,
he's a scrub.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's give something away.
All right.
And you know what? This one's actually spelled better.
Look at that.
Yeah. Apparently, I embarrassed Jong because...
Oh, it was Jong that wrote these?
No, it wasn't Jong, but I embarrassed him.
Oh.
Because the person who did was in there while I was doing it.
Oh, womp, womp.
Yeah, so anyway, how about caller 25, the city of Galveston and Bud Light bring you Mardi Gras Galveston. Win two weekend general admission passes to hit Galveston's historic downtown district for Mardi Gras Island style on February 5th and 6th. It's over 30 concerts, including Cory Morrow on the Bud Light stage Friday, February 5th, 22 parades, 20 balcony parties, and 5 elegant mass balls. Mardi Gras Galveston offers excitement that everyone can enjoy January 29th through February 9th. Get tickets, event schedules, and information at MardiGrasGalveston.com. See, I like mass balls because I can cover my face.
It's so elegant.
It is.
To cover your face.
It
Every
is.
Party is made more elegant when you wear a mask.
See, it works for me because the good thing about that is they never quite know how ugly you are. And then, you know, sometimes you hit a grand slam. Sometimes it's like... You know, opening a present. Sometimes
that poor woman.
Sometimes it's a great beer. Sometimes it's underwear. just like put the mask back on.
Yeah, put it back on.
You look pretty good with that mask. So, anyway,
it's like what was that movie? The Eyes Wide Open or Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
Yeah, where
see, I like those kind of parties with masks.
Tom Cruise wore that mask to convince all the chicks there that he was a man, and it worked. Because I think he got some that night in that movie. You remember that? You've never seen that movie, Eyes Wide Shut? God, this guy who's producing on site.
Voldemort.
He's pretty... I feel like he doesn't really know much about anything. I don't know. What do you know a lot about? Anything?
Beer. Producing. That's about it.
I don't know. Even if that... Those skills are even that great. I mean... All right. All right. You know what he should be doing? He should be looking for another job, probably.
Doesn't he already have one?
Are you not really that good at your job? Do you not know a lot of stuff? Let me tell you about mycomputercareer.edu, because I'm telling you now, you're going to fail in this industry. You have no business being here. And you're saying, well, what do I do? It's too late for me. I'm an old man. How am I going to find a new job? Well, the IT industry is always looking for new people, and they could take you and make you smart, or at least make you where you could fake it. Everybody who's working in the computer industry is making good money. Those people, they're always in the ups because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. Place to go to get those skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. A lot of companies out there hiring IT guys all over Houston. But to get those jobs, you've got to have the skills and the certifications. Obviously, going back to school is something that can help you move up in your career, but you might be thinking, oh, I've got a family, I've got, I don't have time, I got responsibilities. Well, at My Computer Career, you'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Makes me worry.
Sometimes I will. ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to text the show. And I got to give Rottweiler credit for this Photoshop of me and Judas Priest.
It's pretty strong.
That's pretty strong, I'm not going to lie. I have accepted the fact that people are going to pull that thing out about...
Can you make the background picture on your Twitter?
I can, but I won't. But
you
I
should.
No, I have to admit, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie, but... About once a month, you guys have to pull that picture out and make fun of me.
I love it.
So I'm glad I can entertain you. That's what we're here for. So
how old were you in that picture?
17, 18, somewhere in there.
All right.
It's hard to tell. I think that would have been about 16 because by 18, my hair was growing way back out again.
Yeah.
So
it's good to know at 17, I was serving my country and you were playing dress up like a Judas Priest.
Singing Judas Priest songs, thinking they were about girls. Including Grant.
Who would have thought that you'd turn out to be a plus to our society?
Like, I'm a plus?
If I'd known you then, I would have thought you're never going to contribute to this society.
Oh, trust me, there were a lot of people who said the same thing, that I was never going to amount to anything.
Discuss the elephant in the room, though, Fred? Played the national anthem during the break.
Well, she's not that big. Come on.
And I try my best to be somber and
respectful
during the national anthem. But, man, it is hard not to laugh when people sing the national anthem really loudly and really off-key. It's very distracting.
And several beats behind the actual music.
Oh, yeah. They're paying no attention to the way the music's going. They're just belting. I mean, kudos for knowing the lyrics, but there's a thing called rhythm, timing. You know, you need some of that to be able to sing.
And being in key is kind of...
That's helpful.
Just a little thing that I look for when I try to sing. You know, it's just a little thing.
At first, I thought there was like an alarm going off or something, and then I heard it change pitch slightly, and I said, wait a minute.
I thought it was a
There's not an emergency.
I thought it was a little kid screaming. I did.
Well.
And I thought it was... I was going to make a Catholic priest joke. I'm not going to do that.
Good news is, I mean, that lady's week to live anyway. So she, I mean, that's probably the last time we'll hear it.
You know what? let's see. We're not going to be here next week because we'll be in San Francisco.
Right.
We'll have to see if she's here the week after. I don't know if we're here.
I'll put it about the same odds that the Texans find a franchise quarterback this offseason that lady's here by the end of the meet.
You know what? I think we had... Yeah.
Not quite like that. Not quite like that.
No. In fact, what we're going to do next time we're here, I'm going to make sure Voldemort records it so that we can share it with the people.
He should walk over there, put his hand over his heart, but in his hand
have his cell phone
recording the song, and then we'll play it back.
We'll share it with the people.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Our promo girl didn't even think she needs to stand up and put her hand on her heart for the national anthem. She's like down on her knees playing around behind the table. She doesn't care about this country. Yeah. She fell, allegedly, and broke her leg, which didn't allow her to stand back up, apparently. If you buy that.
I don't.
I don't either.
Oh, well. Oh, man.
By the way, it's the one you said was annoying, not the one that's leaving.
Right.
That's the one.
Right.
Yeah. So now I see why you feel the way you do.
Just saying. I mean, it takes a lot to annoy me, but
not me.
Yeah,
not much at all. Hmm. Singing the national anthem out of tune—that'll do it.
Yeah.
Sitting down behind a table during the national anthem—that'll do it. I mean, I'm annoyed. Everyone here annoys me in some way, but that's particularly, it stands out for sure.
I don't know if this is the same guy every day, but we always get the same text. I'm surprised ESPN allows y'all to talk about sex and other stupid stories. More sports. I know we had a lot of new listeners, and judging from the numbers, a whole hell of a lot of new listeners. And I would just say you're not going to get all sports here. If that's what you're looking for, you're in the wrong place. You're going to get whatever we feel like getting to at the time. And next week, we're going to do sports out the yazoo. And because we'll be at the Super Bowl, it's going to be as sportsy as it could possibly be. It's going to be sports out Kanye's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be next week.
In and out.
Right.
Of there.
And you know what?
Why is he still surprised that we're allowed to talk about whatever we want?
We've been doing this now for
6 years.
I know. Longest running multi-person show in the city, by the way.
It's not like you should be shocked when you turn the radio. I mean, and how long have we been in the same time slot?
Four years now.
Yeah. 4 years, same station, same time slot.
It's just people. It's taken people a while to find us.
It's not a new recipe.
Yeah.
This isn't new Coke. This is Coca-Cola Classic you're getting from us.
And
same old stuff.
We've been doing this. We mix it up, obviously, but we've been doing this the same way for 4 years, and there's a reason people like it. So if you're new, I've always told people, and I'll tell you guys again, for you new guys, we're like alcohol. Some people love it the second they taste it, and some people go, ugh, I heard this was good. This is awful. And now you're drinking 24 every night, 24
beers.
Some
people overdo it, and then they die.
Yeah, that happens. We lose listeners that way. And some people,
sorry, but that's part of the risk.
Some people aren't into alcohol.
Some people can't handle it.
And I would just say most of those people are probably not our friends, and so they're probably not going to like us.
And that's also why we say the show isn't for children.
Right, because children
should not drink alcohol unless their parents are totally okay with it.
Although,
or out of town.
You know, my daughter was explaining to me that there is a law that if we go into a restaurant, I can give her alcohol as her parent. Am I 14 years old, by the way?
Right.
I'm like, no. I don't know where you got that.
Is she allowed to drive after that, or no?
Well, only if I've had more to drink than her.
Because you don't want to get that, do we?
No, no way. And as a juvenile,
and she's got a whole life ahead of her to fix that little mistake.
Well, and it's juvenile; it won't go on anybody's record.
They're gonna throw the book at her. She's a kid.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was kidding me because she has an incredible sense of humor. Can I brag on her for a second? By the way,
sure.
My daughter is going to be singing at Carnegie Hall in April with a group. She was one of a few people selected from each major city that's going to be part of a group singing at Carnegie Hall.
How come your daughter never comes on our show and sings?
You know what? Well, maybe we'll
Jong sings on the show.
Maybe we'll do that.
A duet with her and Jong, perhaps?
That would be awesome. Maybe we'll do that this summer. But,
yes.
But, yeah, my...
Is she going to be a pop star?
I hope so. I'd like her to gravitate more towards my music, but
what color is her hair?
It's brown.
Okay.
She wants to be on Broadway.
How
she wants
tall
to act
she?
And sing. She's very tall. She's about 5'8".
Oh, that's tall.
Yeah.
She's 14?
Yeah.
Has she started to develop yet?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's you want to talk about awkward parent moment.
Oh, no. Have you had to, like, take her bra shopping?
No, I don't do any of that. But there's that.
We're talking like a B cup, C cup?
You know, you don't notice these things, trust me. But there's that there's that awkward moment when they hug you for the first time, and there's something there that wasn't there before.
Oh, like, thank God I only had boys.
I'm telling you, it's very, you know.
That's got to be the worst.
But no, I'm very proud. You know what? I had both of them. My son, who's going to UH next year. He's going to be in the creative writing program. 17 years old, and he's got his first novel being taken to publishers right now.
Good for him.
So he's
drugs.
Not that I know of, but there's no way in hell I could have finished my novels without drugs.
And let's face it, what senior in high school didn't play around with drugs a little bit?
Yeah, I
or get someone accidentally pregnant. Like, well, pretty much everybody.
Well, that's. I know if he's anything like his father, then yeah, yes to all on all points. But these things happen. But anyway, I wanted to brag on him a little bit. I never do that, and they both deserve it. But yeah, she's gone through that growth spurt where she's turning into a little person now, and it's alarming. I'm glad you don't have daughters because it would alarm you.
Let me brag on my son. He washed his hands after he pooped today.
Very good.
So that's a big moment for us. It was a big deal. No one even had to tell him.
He didn't like rub it anywhere first,
nope.
Like on the mirror.
He shut the water off and everything. It was really cool. Also, my older kid. And this one, you'll be really pleased with this. I mean, he's all grown up. He's almost like an adult. He remembered to bring his jacket home from school today, which is something that hasn't happened in weeks. We actually didn't think he had a jacket. It's not like it's been cold. So I haven't been the bad parent sending my kid to school with no jacket. But, yeah. Big day, big days for us, man.
You know, about 2 years, he's gonna.
So what? So your kids are cooler than mine. Big deal.
Oh, wait till they get a little older and start coming home and talking like 30-year-olds. Like in 2 years, it's coming, man.
I'm fairly sure the little one is stealing money out of my wallet. I'm almost positive.
That's why you don't carry cash.
Yeah,
you're the one that taught me that.
That's true.
I quit carrying cash after I started hanging out with you.
That's true.
Mainly because I live downtown and every hobo down there is trying to get money off me, but.
You should only carry large bills and say, sorry, I only carry hundos, and you're homeless. And then give him, like, a look of disdain. I think that's a good move.
When they always come and tell me, hey, I'm broke, man, I go, well, dude, I'm 300 grand in debt.
There
so,
you go, yeah.
I win.
Yeah. I got kids with college to
exactly.
pay for, bro.
Exactly.
I bet your kids don't even talk to you.
Man, people are telling me that law is real.
What law?
The law about you could feed them alcohol.
No. Well,
I'm not going to do that, by the way. But anyway.
Law's the law, Fred. You have to.
No. It's not that I have to. It's just I can if I want to. There's a lot of things that are perfectly legal for me to do. There's also things that are perfectly illegal for me to do that if I wanted to, I could go. You know, if I wanted to go walk around the track naked, that's not legal, but I could do it if I wanted to. I don't have to.
Prove it.
A few 50-cent beer, we'll see. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Get revved up and ready for the 2016 Houston Auto Show this weekend at NRG Center. Indulge your inner grease monkey with over 700,000 square feet.
Is that another Kanye reference?
Could be.
Like the grease?
Grease part?
Yeah.
No, 700. I have to do this.
Start over.
They need
I
an air check.
All right.
This.
All right.
Get revved up and ready for the 2016 Houston Auto Show this weekend at NRG Center. Indulge your inner grease monkey with over 700,000 square feet of automotive excitement. See, feel, and experience 700 rides from 30 different automakers. Tickets are available for $2 off at HoustonAutoShow.com. Okay, now make fun of it all you want.
Grease Lightning?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
Go Grease Lightning?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't wonder what he's into.
Huh.
He is an... what would you call? Would you call him a eccentric?
A little bit, yeah.
So he could say no grease.
Mm. Man, people.
That's also a.
Maybe he likes it crunchy.
There's a song. And you'll, when you watch the Straight Outta Compton movie, you'll recall a song called No Vaseline, which is could also play into Kanye's game.
I see.
That's 90s rap references.
Very good. Well done.
Diss tracks.
Oh, man. I don't know how we get to this. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week. I guess it was on the Midday Show. There are a lot of people having lunch with Tito Ortiz.
And AJ Hoffman will be hosting the whole thing. Like, AJ's going to be there mingling with everyone,
That's
giving them hugs.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to
AJ's
see that.
AJ's very touchy, too. So go up to him and hug him right away. Yeah. He loves that.
He loves back hugs, especially.
Yeah. God, I can't wait till that show gets canceled. For anybody who's new to the show, if you ever do see me in public, please don't touch me. I hate those guys. I hate them.
Well, speaking of them,
Never Heal is such a trickster.
Johnny, we'll let Johnny lead it off today with a What Are the Odds?
Hey, I'd like to do a What Are the Odds? The Texans make a splash landing in free agency this offseason and maybe acquire a big name running back. And then also, Jordy Dickinson.
All right.
That's like if you dump your girlfriend and then she goes and eventually marries somebody better than you. Well, that's, you dumped her. You didn't want her anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens. I'm arrogant enough to think there is no upgrade
over
me.
Friend knows every man is an upgrade over him, so he's not going to fight.
Uh-huh.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What's going on here, John? What is happening?
He was trying to play a cut.
I was going to play a clip, but...
Are you struggling?
Yeah, a little bit.
You what's going on with you?
No, I was going to play a clip, but I... you know, these websites have ads. I accidentally left the ad in it before I played the clip, so...
And you know what I did, Fred? You know what helped me pay for school? This thing called the GI Bill. What a great job that sounds like, right? But we got a bunch of p-ass kids who don't want to do that because it's too scary. Oh, I just want someone to give it to me. Piss off.
By the way, you can't use that word.
Sorry. Right. I forget
which,
about
which
that.
Word? Oh.
Yeah. My bad. All right, let's bring on Jong's lady, Teresa. I'm just asking, as the woman, I know you want to satisfy Jong, but so when you think about satisfying, what do you think that Jong's most pleasurable position would be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Any of them.
He's very easy to please.
Yeah.
Jong, what is your favorite position?
Plead the fifth on that one.
Teresa, what's your favorite position for Jong to take you in?
I'll say the same.
Oh, I'll have to look that up, the fifth. Mm. It must be some new position.
It's page 5 of the Kama Sutra.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
And we did find page 5 of the Kama Sutra.
We did.
And it was a very interesting position, so good for them.
We did.
Well, they're having all kinds of fun with me now. There's Freddie Mercury pictures.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, same hat.
It is the same hat.
Same hat, same name.
Now, we did do Crazy Little Thing Called Love, which is a Queen song, of course.
But you knew that Freddie Mercury...
I knew Freddie Mercury's Crazy Little Thing Called Love was about a guy.
Right.
But
where Freddie Mercury threw me off was Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's like the least gay song ever. And turns out, no.
Well, I guess there was a subtitle to the song that we never knew.
I still don't know it.
Fat Bottom Girls Who Are Really Trannies.
Ugh.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. But his songs did translate to
How come all the fat girls back then rode bicycles? Fat girls now, they don't do anything.
Well, no, that's why they're fat.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just end this now. I want to thank Jong Lee for doing a great
New
job.
New age fat girls should ride bikes.
Agreed.
Learn the lessons from our past.
Let's thank Voldemort for doing a good job. He who shall not be named. I want to thank our guest today, RJ Bell, as always, fantastic. Sage Northcutt and Fred Hutton from Sam Houston Race Park joined us as well. I'll be out here tomorrow from 5 to 7. Come hang out. We'll see you guys back in studio on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.